Omer Ninnem is now 27 years old. In 1998, just before he turned 15, he and another boy brutally beat 13-year-old Zong Vang and threw him to his death off the top of a five-story parking ramp in Green Bay. Assistant Attorney General Sally Wellman told the court this week there's no question this was a horrific crime.
At least one of the witnesses testified that he was screaming, crying, begging for his life, "Don't let me go, don't throw me, don't drop me." And they threw him over.
But defense attorney Brian Stevenson says Ninnem and dozens of others convicted of homicide when they were 14 or younger deserve a chance to prove they can be rehabilitated.
He's made a very, very substantial progress, expresses a lot of remorse, a lot of concern about the history and the life that he's lived, and a great deal of hope about trying to reconcile himself to this tragic crime and provide the kind of modeling to help other kids who are in distress.
Stevenson isn't asking that Ninnem be paroled now, only that he be allowed the chance to petition for parole at a future date. But Justice David Prosser expressed concern that such a ruling could be a slippery slope that could lead to barring life without parole for anyone under 18.
Is that a rational result for the people of this country?
Ninnem's attorney says yes. He says there's a judicial trend in courts across the country towards not sentencing any juveniles to life without parole, regardless of their crimes. But the state prosecutor told the court that murder is a crime that deserves retribution and that Wisconsin should not join the new trend. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.